In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
There you go, man. My man right here said, I'll take this $25. Our grand prize as well, you have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light or Budweiser for a year. Beer for a year. All you got to do is fill your name out, put it there. And you can have a good time with us. Shout out to our supporters, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Bud Light, Budweiser, as well. All right, we were at NRG. Hey, they started out outside, right? I could tell D'Amico was thinking, hey, man, you know, we might have to play some games outside. We may need to get, you know, some rain in, some play in the rain in, and then and things start coming down a little bit too hard. I feel like somebody leaned over into D'Amico and said, hey, man, I think maybe we might. Might want to take this on into the bubble. And they took us on into the bubble and got their work done in the bubble. But we were out there today, and I think the first thing to start with here is, Clint, who wasn't on the practice field, who didn't participate, and who we didn't see there. And this, according to Aaron Wilson, a couple of others we didn't see also to add it to this list, players not practicing at, again, voluntary OTAs. Joe Mixon, who wasn't here the first day, Danielle Hunter as well, C.J. Gardner-Johnson wasn't here, Denico Autry, Sheldon Rankins, Dalton Schultz did not practice with the team, but we did see Dalton Schultz working out on the side, so he was there. Also, Braxton Berrios, they were getting work on the side. Clearly, there's some sort of an injury or something that they are working through or building up through that did not have them out there on the field today. But Dameon Pierce, another one, not there again. And we didn't see him the first day. Christian Harris as well. Christian Kirk, who did practice on Tuesday, we did not see him there today. Tank Dell, obviously, with the leg injury, wasn't there. Jimmy Ward, Brevin Jordan, Justin Watson, Henry Toa, and I also didn't see Foley Fatakasi as well out there today. So a pretty good group, Clint, and a pretty good group of guys that you would think are going to be contributors to this team weren't out there. So that's the first start. We'll get to the other big news that came out of the practice today. But Clint, those guys not being there, and again, we don't know what the issues are or the reasonings why there could be injuries, right? We didn't see Dalton Schultz and Berrios the first day, but then we saw him the other day. Obviously, Christian Kirk practiced earlier, so you would think he's probably somewhere around the facility. But guys, again, that stick out there, Dameon Pierce, Christian Harris, Justin Watson, a lot of the offensive guys, as you mentioned the other day, Clint, we clearly see they're installing and learning a brand new offense.
Yeah, it's just an interesting approach for me. And I know we're living in a world where these players want to get paid more and do less, and coaches have to be really conscious of the time that they take in the off season when they are voluntary type workouts. I can't understand. One of two things is happening, right? You've got the coaching staff and the organization is so concerned with the time that they have with the players that they are choosing to say, hey, get your workout and get your treatment in while the rest of the team is at practice, right? Or the players saying, hey, man, I'm going to come over here for 2 hours, and that's all. That's the max I'm going to be over here, and I'm going to get my rehab in when I'm over here, and I'm not going to do anything extra. But to me, for me personally, I just can't think of any reason why every player, especially the experienced veteran players that have a lot to offer the rest of the team, especially experienced players that are highly paid, that are being tasked with learning a new offense. I just don't understand why they wouldn't do exactly what CJ Stroud is doing.
Trent Brown, for example, is one.
The Trent Brown thing is exactly this is the kind of thing when I see it happen, it's the I told you so. Everybody out there, I understand there are exceptions to every rule. I'm not saying that no matter what the hell's going on, everybody should be out there. What I'm saying is Trent Brown clearly can't practice. Trent Brown wasn't there yesterday. I didn't see Trent Brown yesterday. But he was standing in the middle of the field today during team workouts, and he spent a lot of time talking to C.J. Stroud, but more importantly, Ariante Ursery was getting first-team reps today, and I believe it was twice. I know I saw it once.
He got to Blake Fisher, too. Blake Fisher as well getting reps.
The minute these guys get – I mean, the minute they experience something that didn't quite look right –
They came right over to him.
They go straight to him, and he starts talking to him about, hey, this, and that. This is what I saw. Not to mention he probably knows – whatever offense is new, he probably knows it, just like Jake Andrews, the center. So – that right there is invaluable. And if you don't believe me, just listen to the coaches, because the coaches will tell you when they speak to the media how important these reps are, how you can't get them back, and it's then out you know the answer to, well, why wasn't such year? Oh, well, everybody's on their own schedule, and they'll downplay it. I understand why the coaches are doing it, but offensively, Ron, I don't care what the reasons are. The thought that there's that many guys that aren't there, whether they're learning themselves or they're helping youngsters. You got a lot of young receivers out there that could use some help. You got some fullbacks and some tight ends out there that are young that could use some help. It's the running back situation. It's hard to understand why you got a bunch of young guys out there, including one your team just got aggressive to go draft in Woody Marks, that may need to lean into you a little bit. And so I am surprised at how many guys on the offensive side of the football aren't at least there playing that Trent Brown or that C.J. Stroud role at this point.
And again, to make clear, we don't know exactly the reasons why these guys are out, but it is to point out, guys like Trent Brown are there in street clothes. You talked about CJ eventually got to street clothes, were there to give kind of some mm-hmm. advice and guidance out there, even though they weren't out there. Speaking of CJ Stroud, you spoke about it the first day they had mini camp on Tuesday, that he didn't throw, right? That he didn't participate throwing. I know Brandon Scott talked about it on Texans Report that same day. And we didn't see practice yesterday, but we watched practice again today, and we were both sitting there watching. Okay, he's out there. He's in uniform. All right, he's going through the first drill, but they're handoff drills. But in as soon as it got to throwing drills, he had checked out. And then after, I'd say, like the first half of the practice, he just completely was all the way out. Took his helmet off, took his jersey off, and was in street clothes the way that Trent Brown was and others. Here is Nick Caley, who spoke today when asked the question about C.J. Stroud and him not throwing and where he is physically.
Yeah, he's locked in every step of the way. No concerns whatsoever. I know D'Amico's already hit on this. Everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever, you know, through whether it's football, whether it's athletic training, etc. And he's doing a great job, and he's out here, and he's working.
All right, that's Nick Caley. Obviously, we heard from D'Amico the day before. I'll just warn you, Clint has a sly look on his face.
Just another one of these roll your eye thoughts.
Well, there's something right. Right, like this is the third time of OTAs the Texans have had. We've never in the time seen C.J. Stroud just be taken down from throwing. multiple days in a row here.
CJ's got a lot of Will Anderson in him.
Yes, right. Yeah, and even when he's had little injuries, you know, that's the only times he hasn't. So clearly you would think something is up. I'm not saying it's major or anything, but this is now at least two, maybe three practices in a row to start things off in OTAs, learning a new system, all of that, having some new young receivers in Higgins and Noel, guys that just got here that he hasn't been able to throw with. I would assume something physically is up.
Yeah, look, they want to be able to get some work in where they're throwing the football, and C.J. Stroud's not throwing the football right now. That's the reality of it. There's something, some kind of procedure has taken place I would guess from this right shoulder out down to the hand, elbow, something, or there's some kind of strain, there's some kind of soreness that he's dealing with from throwing throughout the offseason.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The off season, there's definitely something going on. This isn't about whatever Nick Caley just stumbled through. But this is just one of those things where an organization tries to talk around their elbow to get to their mouth, and they end up looking silly. Like the whole thought of, hey man, is that CJ's dealing with a little bit of soreness right now. He's thrown 8 million balls this offseason, so he gave him the day off. Let's ride. Let's go. Ain't no big deal. You know, or whatever. He had a little procedure done, and he's not going to throw until, you know, until June. Whatever. You know, you end up looking silly. Nick Caley sounded silly right there based on what I know and what I see. Like if a player is worried about getting hurt, or if there's a reason that he's not like a real reason he's not practicing, then he just doesn't practice. For a guy to go out there and do everything except for throw the football, there's some kind of, from a soreness to a procedure, there's a reason why he's not throwing a football. And it's not one of these, oh, they're on their own personal schedules, whether it's athletic training or this or that. And it sounds silly, it looks silly, and it's like,
yeah, listen, nobody believes him. We all, like, right. We all know something's up, but
what's the end game? Like, I don't understand why.
This one I don't have as much. This is what guys do all, like teams will do all the time. We all know something's up. That fool wouldn't be just not throwing for multiple days in a row. They just don't want it. They just don't want it out there that from their lips that he's sore or he had something cleaned up or something. We all know it.
But even if it, like, I just it's a.
Do you think it's something? Are you concerned of anything serious?
No. I think there's a chance it could be a load management situation where he's just thrown a lot and he got sore.
And you just like
or
just
there
it.
Could be a hand issue, which I said it all year last year. There were balls that CJ threw last year that came out of his hand in a way that is just he is below him.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.